too late to listen to the warning voice. All I hear is thunder as our two hearts beat, doing 90 miles an hour down a dead end street. Getting closer every time we meet, doing 90 miles an hour down a dead end street. Disaster's getting closer every time we meet, to 90 miles an hour down a dead end street.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Affirmations of support for Ukraine by governors from around the country as Ukrainian President Zelensky addressed the National Governors Association in Salt Lake City on Friday. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt.
Taking a percentage of our national defense budget and helping one of our allies defend against an aggression makes common sense to me. I think it makes common sense to most Oklahomans, most Americans.
Zelensky's address to the association comes after he took part in the NATO summit in Washington this week. The judge overseeing the involuntary manslaughter case against actor Alec Baldwin dismissing the case on Friday. The move comes after his attorneys say the prosecution withheld evidence from the defense. President Biden holding a fired-up rally in the battleground state of Michigan Friday, emphatically saying that he's not leaving the race. Jury deliberations underway Friday in the corruption trial of New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez. This is ABC News. Wrongdoing. The West continues to suffer under extreme heat, and with that, more fire departments are using new ways of cooling people down who are suffering from heat stroke.
In Henderson, Nevada, when a call comes in of somebody suffering from heat stroke, firefighters can now use what are called polar pods, basically bags that they fill with ice to bring down the victim's core body temperature. Thomas Vince with Henderson Fire.
It allows us to encase the patient and fully enclose them and immerse them in ice water.
He says Henderson is the first fire department in southern Nevada to use polar pods. In the Las Vegas area today, the temperature is around 115 degrees. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The world's first hydrogen-powered commercial passenger ferry is set to start operating in San Francisco's Bay Area as part of plans to phase out diesel-powered vessels. California officials held a demonstration Friday of the 70-foot catamaran that will transport up to 75 passengers along the waterfront between Pier 41 and downtown San Francisco. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It's now time to take a look at your weekend forecast for Southwest Wisconsin. Partly sunny, warm, and muggy today. Chance of scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon and a high at 90. Warm and sticky tonight. A few scattered storms. Some could be strong to severe overnight with a low at 70. Sunday, sunny, very hot and humid. Maybe showers during the day. A higher chance on Sunday night, a high of 90. We cool down a little bit with peaks of sun and still steamy on Monday, 89. We really cool down with rain on Tuesday and a high of 80. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and Prime Mover Nation, we'd like to welcome you to the weekend. Adam Hess with you. The voice is 1,000% better from a week ago, so we appreciate you coming along and giving us another listen to even after the struggle last week. Boy, that cold was nasty. Hopefully, health-wise, you're doing well. Weather-wise, oh boy, we're going to be warm today. Looking for that high near middle 80s, 90 tomorrow, and then again near 90 come Monday. So actually it's 90 today. So yeah, 90 today and tomorrow, and then Monday 89 to 90. So definitely something you want to keep an eye on, especially health wise. And we'll talk about cooling centers and how to stay cool as we move through your weekend. Right now it's a muggy 65. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up
from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I go for a walk beneath the full moonlight, and I don't wish on falling stars or easily give away my heart. But girl, for you I will.
Your Saturday morning wake up from A Tip for You, I Will at 5:10. In about 10 minutes, we'll have your first look at Saturday morning sports. 65 degrees, a few clouds as we get you up and ready to face the world on this 13th day of July. Here's the late Eddie Rabbit.
I was heading home, I hadn't planned on you. I shouldn't be here now, but tell me what can I do? My eyes, well,
WRCO.
Hello, you good looking thing, you. Yeah, huh? Now, this is the killer speaking. Do I like what? I sure do like it, baby.
Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail hanging down, wiggle in a walk, giggle in a talk. It gon' make that world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl that make me act so funny. Spend my doggone money. I feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a what, baby? That's what I like.
Hello.
Huh?
Well,
I what?
Hello.
Do I what?
Hello.
Well, I what? Can't never tell, baby. I might. But, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail, hanging down. A big gun in the waffles, on the giggle in the talk. They're gonna make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Spend my doggone money. Feel real loose like a long big goose, like a. Oh, baby, that's what I like. Huh? Huh? What's that? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. You gotta be joking, woman. I thought you might pick me up at 8 and don't be late. It don't make no difference, baby. You know what Jerry Lee likes.
Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail, hanging down. A wiggle and a walk, giggle and a talk.
Oh, it makes the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. I act so funny, spend my doggone money. I'm feeling real loose like a long-necked goose, like a wow, baby, that's what I like. Honey, you turn me up on this telephone. I swear I don't know what in the world I'm gonna do with you. You yapping, 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 yapping. When you break it all down, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail, hanging down. A wiggle and a whoopers on the giggle and the dopey to the nickel, nickel, nickel to the world around. Ain't nothing in the world like a big eyed girl. Make me act so funny. I spend my money. I feel real loose like a long neck loose like a.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. A touch of your head says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Now you say it best when you say nothing at all. Talking out loud, but when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd. Oh, Mr. Webster could never define what's being said between you. The smile on your face lets me know.
Farmers are critical to creating prosperity in rural America. The unique challenges farmers face require a dedication to learning and training to ensure success. Today's farms require a level of sophisticated technology unheard of just years ago. We all benefit from the commitment to continuous advancement made by our local farm families. Take time to thank a farm family with the Gokenauer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chance Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people. See them at their new location in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Get ready, Wisconsin Dells. Monster Trucks Nitro Tour will invade Dells Raceway Park with two big shows July 20th. Monster Trucks and more, plus all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets, inclusive pit party pass, and the best seat. Get tickets at monstertrucktour.com or get them late at the gate.
Subject to service charges and miscellaneous fees.
Ride in a rail, Monster Truck. Two big shows on July 20th. The Dells Raceway Park will never be the same again.
Hometown and Baseball on the radio. Coming up this Sunday, the Arena Aces will host Blanchardville. We'll have the game on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. This is Phil Nee inviting you to join us for the Hometown and Baseball pregame show at 12:40. First pitch time, 1 o'clock. It's Arena and Blanchardville Sunday from WRCO Radio Sports.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. Jackson Rutledge faced a unique challenge on Friday when the Nationals recalled him from AAA Rochester for a spot start. Not only was he facing the NL Central leading Brewers, but he was up against their ace, Freddie Peralta. Rutledge, Washington's number 15 prospect in the farm system, turned in a solid performance, paving the way for the Nationals in their 5-2 win over Milwaukee last night. The 25-year-old allowed two runs on three hits in 4 2/3 innings with two walks and six strikeouts. Other National League finals, Cincinnati over Miami 7-4, the Mets down Colorado 7-6. Washington picked up that win against the Brewers, the Cubs got a win against St. Louis 5-1, and Atlanta a 6-1 victory over San Diego. American League, it was Tampa Bay blanking Cleveland 2-0, KC got by Boston 6-1. The Yankees clipped Baltimore 4-1, Houston 6-3 over Texas, and the Angels edged Seattle 6-5. Oakland with a 6-2 win over Philly, they highlighted interleague matchup games, including the Dodgers over Detroit 4-3, Pittsburgh shutting down the White Sox 4-1, Arizona 5, Toronto 4, San Francisco a 7-1 win over Minnesota. Benches cleared in the bottom of the ninth inning in Baltimore after Oriole outfielder Heston Kerstead was hit in the helmet by a 97-mile-per-hour fastball from New York Yankees closer Clay Holmes. Holmes' pitch hit Kerstead around the ear flap. After a delay, Kerstead was able to get up but left the game. Things then escalated. Orioles manager Brandon Hyde walked towards the New York dugout and pointed, and catcher Austin Wells tried to restrain Hyde, but benches and bullpens emptied. There was some pushing and shoving before cooler heads prevailed. Brandon Hyde was ejected. That's a look at sports on WRCO. I'm Adam Hess.
Kalepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
WRCO.
There he sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad. That's my boy. B-R-L-F-Q spells mom and dad. Well, that ain't too bad, 'cause that's my boy. Well, you can have your TV and your nightclubs, and you can have your drive-in picture show. I'll stay here with my little man near. We'll listen to the radio, biding my time and watching Scotty grow. Making a castle out of building blocks and a cardboard box, that's my boy. Mickey Mouse says it's 13 o'clock. Well, that's quite a shock, but that's my boy. In 4 short years I've gone from rags to riches, and what I did before that I don't know. So let it rain on my windowpane, I got my own rainbow, and we're sitting here shining, watching Scotty grow. Riding on Daddy's shoulders, off to bed, old sleepyhead, that's my boy. Gotta have a drink of water and a story read. Teddy bear named Fred, that's my boy. What's that you say, mama? Come on and keep your feet warm. Well, save me a place, I'll be there in a minute or so. I think I'll stay right here and say a little prayer before I go. Me and God are watching Scotty grow. Me and God are watching Scotty grow.
Good morning, folks. That's Bobby Goldsboro, one going out to Zoggy this morning at 5:31. We're at 65 degrees. There's Don Williams. This is a great classic. Good old boys like me on RCOFM.
When I was a kid, Uncle Remus put me to bed with a picture of Stonewall Jackson above my head. Then Daddy came in to kiss his little man, with gin on his breath and a Bible in his hand. He talked about honor and things I should know. Then he'd stagger a little as he went out the door. I can still hear the soft southern winds in the live oak trees, and those Williams boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee, I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old me? Well, nothing makes a sound in the night like the wind does, but you ain't afraid if you're washed in the blood like I was. The smell of cave jasmine through the window screen, John R. and the Wolfman kept company, by the light of the radio by my bed, with Thomas Wolfe whispering in my head. I can still hear the soft southern winds and the live oak trees, and those Williams boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee, I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be.
from school, I ran with a kid down the street. And I watched him burn himself up on bourbon and speed. But I was smarter than most, and I could choose. Learn to talk like a man on the 6 o'clock news. When I was 18, Lord, I hit the road. But it really doesn't matter how far I go. I can still hear the soft southern winds in the live oak trees. And those Williams boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee, I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old boys like me? Yeah, what do you do with good old boys like me?
Radio, he tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me, she taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky tonk dream. Atlas and a coffee cup, five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free. But when the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes this thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. All I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio, he wanted 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row. Lordy, don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute. I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick this guitar and sing. Somebody just want to be heard and seen. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky tonk dream. Oh, I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky tonk dream.
That was a huge hit for Alan Jackson. He's chasing that neon rainbow on Country and Community. Good morning, it is 5:38. We're at 65 with BJ Thomas.
Can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning and the promise of tomorrow in her eyes. And
And I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me, and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sigh. This time the girl is gonna say, this time the girl is gonna say, for more than just a day. So small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove. And I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic and the tears are shining, honey, sweet.
Find out if they try. in a brand new Caddy. Little things to help a girl make it through. What you need are sad pillows, ribbons flowing down like willows. What you need is me to love you.
Chad Brock, she said yes. 548, we're at 65 degrees. Farm news coming up right around the corner. We'll have an ABC News update at 6 and a look at your weekend forecast from Nick Brunseth. Maybe a stormy forecast. We'll have details after the 6 o'clock hour. Charlie McClain and Mickey Gilley.
In your arms tomorrow.
making up an alibi. But every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. Talk it over, number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Singer-songwriter Randy Houser comes to the Sauk County Fair. Tickets on sale now for Randy Houser. Randy Houser, July 13, SaukCountyFair.com.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
The USDA raised its 2024 U.S. production outlook for corn while lowering the outlook slightly for soybeans. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Dale Dirkholtz from Grain Cycles tells Brownfield these corn and soybean production estimates are highly tentative and very subject to change.
You know, when you step back and you look at the yield numbers there, 181 on corn and, you know, nudging over the 51 mark on beans themselves, you know, I think people are pretty comfortable. Do you go further than that on the upside, even with the weather we've had? No, I think probably not, because it's still early and we've got half of July and all of August and the early part of September to go through for both crops. So you still have, you know, what kind of moisture profile will we have for the remainder of the growing season here yet? So it's a little high for them to go up. The other thing with that, I don't think a lot of people expected really a big change in yield from USDA on their WASDE numbers, especially considering that, you know, just a month from now, we'll have the first official production estimate, first official yield estimates for both corn and beans. So I think there's, you know, people were kind of geared up. USDA probably wasn't going to do much, wasn't any reason to take it down. But as high as they were, wasn't really any reason to take them up. So I think, you know, the people in WASDE left the yield numbers alone. You know, we had some adjustments in acreage because of the June acreage numbers that we had come out. And that may be the bigger question that people have. What kind of acreage will we see going forward, especially with those heavy rains we had in northern, northwestern Iowa, into South Dakota, up into Minnesota, you know, and how many harvested acres might we have lost out of that? And I think there's still a lot of questions about that. So there may be a bigger harvest acre question going forward than so much of a yield.
USDA also made very minor changes to global production numbers, lowering the corn and soybean outlooks for Argentina slightly, while leaving Brazil unchanged from June and below CONAB's most recent estimates from July 11th. And now for much more, let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. There was a light to moderate direct cash cattle trade that took place throughout the week. Southern live deals were at mostly $188. That's $2 to $4 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Northern dress trade was up mostly $312, $2 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says it was a pretty solid week of business in Missouri.
One of the bright spots for the week, nearly all the markets just kind of ignored what was going on in the rest of the world and pushed on, and prices at most of the barns continued to creep higher. We had some really stick out sales this week, a big consignment at the Callaway Livestock Center, which they were all shortbred cattle that or a short calving window. All the calves looked just like peas in a pod. They could have sold anywhere in the world and brought top dollar, regardless of which barn it was at. But there at Callaway, there was 100 head of those 520-pound steers brought $388.75. The average on those light five weights at $335 around the entire state. Had a load of 585-pound steers at $358. Another load of 664-pound steers at $318. And then another load of 711-pound steers at $306.85, the average on those light seven weights at $278 statewide. Then we had a load of 802-pound steers at Windsor Livestock Auction that brought $267. On the heifer side, there was a load of replacement quality heifers, 546 pounds, and they were going home. They brought $338. The average on those light five-weight heifers across the state at $301. And then we got to mention the Joplin Regional Stockyards on Monday. They had a huge yearling special there, over 10,000 head. When all was said and done, they sold over 23